Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
We all make mistakes in life. Some mistakes are devastating. A young man who's had no guidance, no father figure, no real love shown to him. He can make the wrong choices and then find himself on the wrong side of the law. A young lady who's impressionable, carefree, driven by her emotions. She can make mistakes and end up being left alone with a child, when she'd actually been sold a dream of marriage and raising a family. Yes, indeed, mistakes can be painful, and they can be costly too. But isn't it wonderful that we have a Savior in Jesus Christ who firstly can see past our mistakes, and by His grace and mercy can turn that mistake into a lesson that will bless you? And secondly, isn't it wonderful that we have a Savior in Jesus Christ who can turn a bad situation into a good situation? Now, let me clarify something. I am not telling you to go out there and deliberately make a mistake or deliberately sin with the attitude that God will work it out in your favor. That's certainly not the case, because the Amplified Translation of Galatians 6, verse 7, it says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. He will not allow himself to be ridiculed, nor treated with contempt, nor allow his precepts to be scornfully set aside. For whatever a man sows, this and this only is what he will reap." So you do need to understand that you cannot go out in the world willfully sinning and not expect to reap what you sow. No, the mistakes I'm talking about are honest mistakes, unplanned, ones that you have not sat down and plotted. We all make mistakes. We've all made mistakes, I'm sure. But to the person who thinks they can never recover from the pain and guilt of their sin, to the one who is filled with feelings of worthlessness and shame, the first thing I want you to know is that Jesus Christ sacrificed himself on the cross so that your sin, your mistake, should never define you. The second thing I want you to know is that the devil loves to condemn. He loves to point the finger. He absolutely loves to make you feel ashamed and to try to drown you in guilt. So you need to be aware of this. You need to be sensitive about the difference between feeling guilty because you are convicted of sin by the Holy Spirit and feeling guilty because you are being condemned by Satan. The Holy Spirit convicts, and this leads you to repent. The devil, on the other hand, he condemns in order to make you feel hopeless and worthless. So please be aware of that. Now, the third thing is that God is all-powerful. He is kind and merciful. He looks at the heart. And should you make a mistake, should you sin, He is gracious enough to pick you up, dust you off, and forgive you. Now, I'd like to highlight something about one particular man in the Bible. Acts 13, verse 22 describes him as a man after God's own heart. Imagine that. Imagine being described as a man or woman who is after the very heart of God. Now, you'd think such a person is perfect, right? You would think that David was squeaky clean and didn't fall victim to the same impulses we do. David was a man after God's own heart. He couldn't possibly have been a sinner, could he? And if he did, it must have just been a one-time mistake, huh? But dear friends, even the great heroes of the Bible had their own battles. Even the great Bible characters we all know and reference have made their fair share of mistakes. Let's take a look at some of the error in David's judgment. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9, the prophet Nathan came to rebuke David and said, "Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and have taken his wife to be your wife and have killed him with the sword of the Ammonites." So David murdered a man so that he could be with his wife? But don't the Ten Commandments say you shall not murder? You shall not commit adultery? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife? David violated all of these commandments. He lusted after Bathsheba, and then he committed adultery with her, and then he ensured her husband would be killed. But this is the man who was described as being after God's own heart, isn't it? Now, Psalm 51 is David's prayer of repentance. After he had sinned, he came before God to repent. Here are just a few words from Psalm 51 so that you can gauge the depth of David's conviction after sinning. And pay attention to the sincerity. Pay attention to the choice of words, the deep expression in his words. Verses 1 and 2 say, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Verses 10 to 12 say, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." I find Psalm 51 to be incredibly inspiring. And in fact, I've made it a practice to pray based from this chapter. And so the example that David provides when it comes to a believer falling in sin and making a mistake, the lesson here is that a believer can fall into sin, but they will not stay in sin. A believer can make a mistake, but they will not keep making the same mistake. A believer can do wrong and have a weak moment, but they will not remain doing wrong and wallow in that pit of sin. This is the difference. This is where God affords us grace. When we fall, but really wholeheartedly repent and turn away from that sin. So I would like to offer you encouragement. The love of Jesus Christ is big enough to cover a multitude of sins. The love of the Lord can turn your mistake into lessons that will benefit you in the long run. And when the Bible says a broken and contrite heart, I believe this is a state whereby you see Jesus Christ for all of his love, for all of his purity. And you are so overwhelmed by it that you are broken with sorrow for the sin in your life. A broken heart is a repentant heart, a heart that has been convicted of its sin. God loves those who come to him broken with the realization that they have sinned against an all-powerful all-merciful, all-loving Father. God loves those who come to Him broken with the realization that God has been faithful to them. He has been gracious to them. He has been kind to them even while they were still in sin. So listen, don't be downcast. Don't allow the devil to fill you with shame and guilt when Jesus Christ offers you mercy and He offers you forgiveness. Saints, repent. Be convicted, not condemned.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.